Blog Talk Radio.
Namaste and welcome everyone to Peace of Mind Broadcast. My name is Tamara and I am your host today. I am going to be talking to Shelley Crane today, and Shelley is an Akashic Record practitioner. As she began working in the records, it was like she finally found a place she fit in. And let's see. She opens the records using the pathway prayer process to access the heart of the Akashic Records. When she does this, she is connecting to the other side and receiving downloads of information regarding a soul's journey. She asks questions and receives answers, as well as just listens for what information the records are revealing to her. She finds the sessions to be very healing for herself, as well as for the soul she is reading. She feels love and compassion and guided assistance for each soul. So, hi, Shelley. Were you able to get on? Can you hear me?
Hi, I'm here, Tamara. Thank you.
Yay. I just wanted to say so sorry, you guys, if the lines are full, but you could log on. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com/peaceofmindbroadcast, you'll be able to hear online. And then we're going to do this whole series, or we're going to do this in sessions or segments. So today we're just doing an intro of the Akashic Records, and then the next time what we're going to do is we're going to also talk about grief recovery and then hopefully take callers. So don't worry. We're going to take care of everybody. So I just want everyone to know, I know it's hard right now to get on the lines, but don't worry because all that will be remedied soon. So how are you, Shelley?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the Oregon coast and the beautiful sunny weather here.
You're so lucky because you can just jump in the ocean and, like, cool off.
Yes, that's
so hot.
I'm thinking about doing that.
So just talk to us a little bit about what exactly are the Akashic Records?
So the Akashic Records are a vibrational field that contains a record of all things that have ever taken place for everyone. And you can think of it like a giant file cabinet or a mainframe computer of your soul. And it's filled with information on everything that has already passed. Like an infinite resource from a spiritual perspective, from the highest point of view. So what happens for me when I open the Akashic Records for an individual person, I'm opening the records of their soul. And I'm able to see, hear, and feel what's going on with the soul that I'm working with. And I do this via phone, Skype, or in person. And the angels and masters and teachers and loved ones from the other realm will give me messages that soul is ready to hear in that moment. And we'll look at things that have been lingering with the soul and that have been troublesome in this lifetime. And they'll show me subconscious beliefs that are going on, as well as things that have happened in past lives that are still playing out subconsciously in this lifetime. So, for instance, someone could have something from a past life that is still being triggered in this lifetime regarding their relationship. And they'll show me that past lifetime, as well as I'm also an energy transformer, so I'm able to look at the energy that's around that and transform it and help the client to release it. Another specialty I have is helping souls to release old energy that's no longer serving them. So I'll pick up the vibration of something lingering and something that's been troubling the soul, and we'll be able to clear it and work through it. And sometimes I use drums to vibrationally clear it, or it's just an energetic energy healing that comes through me, through the Akashic Records, your guides, masters, and teachers, and we're able to transform it that way.
So when people look into their Akashic Records and you're able to, like, let's say that there is a past life that is triggering in this lifetime, how does that change their life? So if we look at that past life and we're able to understand it, how does that change this current life or experience?
So we pull up the issue, and I'm able to see the issue. Usually the client doesn't have to tell me what the issue is. The records will show me what this is. And we will talk to the client about it and get to the core of it, and then be able to, the client and I will work through what's been going on in this lifetime, and then we'll be able to heal that through talking about it, through being able to finally release this old energy pattern that they've been carrying around, maybe lifetime after lifetime. And it's like an energetic release. So scientists have proven that everything is energy. Your energy, I'm energy, energy all around us. And so we carry lots of things in our energetic field until we realize that we can release them out of our field. And through the Akashic records, they bring in the healing, they bring in the vibrational upliftment to the soul I'm working with, and we're able to clear it and release it.
So once they clear it and release it, it's like gone forever? Like they won't experience it in the next lifetime or again in this lifetime, or it's just brought to the consciousness?
It's brought to consciousness, and it depends. Sometimes I can get on with a client, and they're cleared, and they're done with that issue. They've held on to it so long, and they're really ready consciously to do that release. Other times I'm working with a client, maybe two or three sessions, and we're working through that pattern and going at a much deeper level that the client's been carrying around maybe for, I mean, we have hundreds of lifetimes. So for me to say that it's going to clear in one session, I can't guarantee. I can only guarantee what the records are working with, as well as the client, the level of release the client is ready to handle and put forth.
Mm-hmm. And so when, like, let's say, what causes us, is it like a subconscious belief or a root belief? What causes us to hold on to things? Like maybe, you know, we want to let go of it so badly, but, you know, sometimes we're maybe subconsciously holding on to it. What causes that? Is it just like a deep root belief, or?
It could be, well, so it's an energetic pattern that you carry with you. So let's just say, for example, that in a past lifetime, you left in fear. So all of a sudden you're living your life, and let's say all of a sudden you are in a tragic car accident and your body leaves, your soul leaves in fear, and your soul leaves in this tragedy of this car accident. So your soul is leaving with fear, and therefore you could come in the next lifetime with a subconscious pattern going on of, oh my God, every time I'm in the car, I freak out and I'm not able to drive. I actually had a client with this experience. And and so we carry forward what we didn't resolve in the last lifetime. And what I'm here to help you with is to acknowledge the pattern that's going on. That's what the records will show me. And the records will show me many other things happening as well just in this current lifetime. And so we look at the old pattern and we come to the reason of why it's been, why you've been carrying it around energetically, and then we work on releasing that.
And then I know that there's so many like sacred contracts. Like a lot of times people would say, oh, well, this is a sacred contract. You know, can we go into our records and change those contracts? Or how do sacred contracts work in the Akashic records?
Okay, what a great question. So sacred contracts are something that our soul comes in with in the okay, so let me start over. So we do pre-birth planning. So our souls are on the other realm, and they're deciding that they want to come back onto this dimension and have another lifetime. And they want to work on certain issues to resolve and growth. It's all for soul growth and the involvement of the soul. That's why we come back into these physical bodies and play the game of life. So we can make soul contracts with other souls prior to coming down. We say, okay, I'm going to choose you, and you're going to be my mother, and you're going to help me learn compassion. And all these different scenarios are going to play out for my soul to really learn compassion. and I might look at that contract as it's really not good for me, it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. But those hardest relationships that we have are the ones that our soul asks to come in and challenge us for. And there's many probabilities, there's many outcomes that can happen when we're doing the pre-birth planning, and then we come to Earth, and there's many different outcomes that can occur, and we are the chooser because we get to choose our reality, and we get to create what we want to create here in this realm. But the soul contracts are something that we pre-planned. And so you're asking me if we can cancel those soul contracts. And what we certainly can. We can release it, and we can say, okay, I'm done working on this issue, and I've done the work with this other soul, and in this lifetime, I'm really ready to let that contract go because I've done this much mm-hmm. work, and it's worn me out, or I really have so much growth that I can move forward and let it go as well.
Mm-hmm.
I hope.
And
did
so
I answer
you
that?
Could go in. Yes, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Because I feel like a lot of times we have these sacred contracts, and then we already come into this world that, you know, dense, plus everything that's around us is happening, and then we're working on these sacred contracts to learn our lesson. And I just feel kind of like a lot of times we do so much, like, inner work, and we're like, geez, I mean, you know, can I just, like,
mm-hmm.
pass this test now and then, like, move on? Because, you know, it's, not only that, but we don't, you know, we come into this life and we're dealing with so many other things, plus like all the energies around us, you know, planetary shifts and changes. And then, you know, on top of that, you know, our soul or sacred contracts. And I just, you know, wanted to know if we do have that choice, you know, do we have to keep doing this same, working on the same problem, or can we just say, okay, I'm done with the sacred contract, I've done all the work, I understand, and I'm ready to move forward and, you know, just move on from this?
Yes. The answer is clearly yes. We are able to move on from the sacred contract. In understanding that the sacred contracts are the opportunity to use our personal power and our creative abilities more responsibly, wisely, and lovingly. And so we get to, first of all, the sacred contract is with ourselves. We come into these physical bodies for our souls to evolve and grow at the highest level for ourselves first. And we're not taught that. In this society, we're taught that we need to give to everybody else. But the first thing is that once we start to learn that, oh my gosh, if I honor myself first and I love myself first and I do this self-work for me, then I'm able to do the work with all these other soul contracts and these other souls mm-hmm. that are in my life. And everyone's heard of that we get to create our realities by our thoughts, and that our thoughts create our reality. So therefore, if I have a soul contract and I want to create it in a different way, or I want to move forward from it, then I get to have that conscious choice to move forward and grow and evolve. And one of my favorite things to say to and help clients with is, I release what no longer serves me, and I let it go. And it's an energetic release. Now, is this easy? No. Soul work is not for sissies. Soul work is hard, hard work. And I always tell my clients that, you know, they come in to do this work, and it's not a cakewalk. It's challenging, yet it can be very, very powerful and very for soul evolvement. The deepest levels of our soul grow when we're doing the work in these hard contracts, as well as when we're doing the work in the ones that are easy as well. Our souls are growing, and sometimes in those moments it all seems external, but it's really the internal growth that's happening at the soul level. And when we can just look at ourselves as we're souls in physical bodies navigating our way on planet Earth, and it's all for growth. Every single moment is a divine moment. And the moment that I realized that the divine moments are happening, and I started living my life in 2009, my whole life changed, and I found the I found inner self human awareness, and I started yoga and meditating, and I started going internal, and I started to see that beautiful vessel that lives within myself. And then after that is when everything opened up for me intuitively, and I learned the Akashic Records. And it was just like this tool to use to open this whole realm of hearing and seeing and feeling. And so living our lives knowing that every moment is a divine moment, and every soul is coming into your life for a moment, a lifetime, an hour, whatever it is, each soul we encounter is for growth, and to always know that we're each other's teacher and student, and that we're growing together and we're learning from each other, even if it's just a brief moment in the grocery store line, knowing that that encounter is there to help me grow and to help that soul grow, whether it's just through being respectful and loving or saying a kind word or just showing up in your highest vibration. Because the energy of yourself is a vibration, and we all have the opportunity to choose every day, what do I want my vibration to be? What is the highest intent I want my vibration to be, and how can I do that? And does that mean I need to stay home all day and meditate and do yoga? Yeah, it might mean that. Or does it mean I want to go out into the world and just shine your light wherever you are? And we all have this ability, but so many of us have come in as souls and we're living in this physical realm and we're all living externally. And what I'm finding is the more internal we go and the more we look inside of ourselves, yes, it's hard-ass work, but when we do it, it's so powerful because our souls transform at a deeper level and we move more into loving ourselves. And when we love ourselves first, then we're able to go out into the world and give love in whatever way we want to give it.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like we have to redefine those, like what selfish means, because I feel like we've grown up with this word and about, or just these ideas of always putting ourselves last because we want to be selfless. But I'm coming to find that we have to first, it's kind of like, you know, when you go to the, you know, and you're in the airplane and they're like, I don't want people to help anyone else.
Yes.
It's kind of that same way. And I wanted to say this other thing about the internal and the external. So I think by doing this work, we're finding these levels of self-empowerment. And a lot of times we, by allowing the outside world to kind of control what we're feeling inside, that's when we lose our power. So if we, you know, like let's say that we want to have change in experience or whatever that experience is, whatever our outside world is telling us, those are the issues that it's telling us that we have to work on. And then when we go inside, we want to be able to change or allow the inside to ripple out. So it's inside out, and then the outside is telling you what's going on that subconscious level. And so, you know, and I think that when we find that out, and no matter what's happening on the outside, if we stay inside, like, you know, let's say that we want to have this other experience. And if we go into that, look at all the issues that are coming up around that, heal those issues, and then allow ourselves to have, like, we're worthy and deserving. And I feel like a lot of the deep-rooted issues come from, like, self-worth or maybe, like, these root issues of lack of love for the self. And so I just really feel like, yeah, it is hard, but at the same time, when you practice, it kind of gives you your power back, you know?
Yeah.
That remembering.
Yeah.
It's like that remembering. And it takes a lot. I mean, it's not like this 1, 2, 3, poof. I mean, you know, and I think right now what's going on is we're all experiencing these things that are coming up from these deep roots of ourselves that are being like, okay, you know, these are the other levels. And it's not always easy to look at our external world and then be like, oh yeah, I got to go inside, you know, and manifest this or manifest that. I think that we have to work those issues out. Like, you know, where did this come from? You know, this lack of, you know, like self love or, you know, all the issues that we do have. But the outside world is just telling you what you have to work on. And,
yes, so it is. You're right. And the external is, so the internal, when you're internally working on yourself through, and really I believe it's through meditation and yoga and doing the things that take care of you, whatever it is for each person, it's different. But it's doing those things for self-love and not being, and it's being selfish for yourself. So, you know, like you said in just a moment ago, we're taught that it's not okay to be selfish and we're to give everything away. But the new motto is when we take care of the self, we're able to give to others. And so, and also it's always important, giving and receiving is balanced, because when you're always giving and someone wants to give back and you're not receiving, then you're telling the universe you're blocking receiving, and therefore you're not going to have abundance, prosperity, you're not going to be able to receive if you block it. So giving and receiving always wants to be balanced. But also knowing that the self-love, and when you feel it on the inside, it reflects externally. So when we're in love and we're really in a place of, okay, I can handle this, I can move about the day and feel peaceful inside, I can feel well-being, I can feel like all is well, that is when the external will reflect it back to you. So whatever's going on internally will be reflected in the external world. And that is why it's so important for us to go within, for us to open up the Akashic Records. And we can all do this. We all have the gift to open the Akashic Records. It's just having the openness and the willingness and doing the things to get yourself to open and have your intuition wide open. We all have this gift. It's just the willingness to want to do the work to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it takes practice. You know, and then this other thing was, don't let the outside, you know, once you're doing the work and you're aware of these things and then you work on those outside false beliefs, then I think that you have that power to not let the external control, you know, the internal aspect. So, and I think it's the practice, like for me, you know, I had to be like, okay, no matter what it looks like outside, I have to stay inside because I want to, you know, I want my inside, you know, aspect of what I would like to manifest to just ripple out. So I have to start from the inside out. And my external was actually not looking like that. And I was like, okay, I can't. You know, even though it's looking like this, I still have to believe in myself. And I think that was the biggest thing, is like believing that you're this creator and that you can, and that you've done it before. And so no matter how hard this one part is, that you have done it before, believing in yourself and then being like, okay, so this looks like this on the outside and it's kind of making me a little shaky in my manifestation mode, but I have to really feel and believe in myself that I can create this. And just, it's almost like this self-talk that you go through where you're like, okay, you know, I can make this, this can happen. And not really focusing on all the aspects or all the tiny ways that it's going to come to you, but just the end result. You know, like this is the end result that you would want. And then you can't control all of those little tiny steps, but just know that maybe that end result will come to you, and then believing in that and staying in that and doing that work. And so I wanted to talk a little bit more about the Akashic Records. So when people go into the Akashic Records, can they look at other lifetimes, or like what are, is just their guide telling them what they need to work on at that particular period, or can they, you know, choose, or how does that work?
So what happens for me with clients is I'll open up the records and immediately be seeing what the guides want you to know right now in this moment, what's important for that soul to get in this moment. And then wherever the soul is at, because every soul is at a different level. So I have some clients and they know about past lives. They've been having this reoccurring dream and they ask me about it. Immediately we'll get more information regarding what they've been.
shall we? You're breaking up a little.
Oh.
I just didn't get that.
Is that better? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the most important thing is that when I open the records, the guides will show me what's important in that moment. What does that soul really want to hear about right now? And then the soul will say, well, I keep having this reoccurring dream, and it's about this. Let's talk about that. And we go into that. But mostly what your guides and masters and teachers and loved ones want you to know is that you're loved, that you're safe, and that these are the things they're suggesting that you do to move forward for growth, whether it's regarding your relationship, whether it's regarding your career, your life purpose, wherever you're at in that moment, that's the message that shines right through. I have clients that work with me on a weekly basis as well as a monthly basis or once a year reading checkup. I'm also, I'm a certified professional soul coach and a grief recovery specialist. So I use all of those talents, I guess, in the work that I do with each person. So whatever's coming up for that client on that day, that's what we work on. So it could be any issue. It could be a present life issue or a past life issue, whatever the client is wanting to address.
I just want everyone to know we're going to be doing this in segments. So today we're talking about the Akashic Records. I also want to talk about, because Shelley Crane is a grief recovery specialist, and I feel like a lot of times we hold grief in our body just from over lifetimes, or even just, you know, we just push it down rather than fully experiencing it. And then I want to go back into another segment of the Akashic Records where we take callers so that everyone can know this is kind of how it goes if anyone's comfortable being on air. But we're totally running out of time, and I wanted to thank everyone for being on the show. And so, Shelley, how can people get a hold of you if they wanted to find out more? Do you have a Facebook page? And I put the website on the info episode. Okay.
Oh, great. Okay, so I have Shelley Crane, SHELLEYCRANE.com, which gives you links to my grief page as well as the Akashic Record page. Googling me, you can find me very easily, as well as my phone number, 708-903-3844, and you can text or call me for an appointment. I do phone sessions as well as sessions in person on the Oregon coast and in the Portland area.
And that's how I started working. Actually, everyone, I do work with Shelley, so we have been doing our sessions over the phone, and I have also, through my experience, I felt, just these shifts, just from all of this energy. And we did this one where we opened up this past life, and there was issues in this current life. And but it was like when we did this one, I just felt so dizzy, and I can feel like how much energy was stuck in my body just from this one, you know, issue. So even over the phone, like, I totally felt this whole shift happen in my whole body. And then I felt like every time I did a session, it's kind of like I got my homework, and then I would work on that and get my little power back. And but it's kind of nice because you get, it's kind of like, okay, what do I do now? Your guides will tell you and then give you things to work on, and then that's what you could work on.
Thank you
so much, Shelley, thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll be working on our other segments. And I wanted to tell everyone, thank you for calling in and being on Peace of Mind broadcast. Have a beautiful day, and we love you.
Thank you all. Love you all. Thank you.
Okay, I'll text you, Shelley. Bye.
Okay, cool. Bye-bye.
Bye.